Today's Thursday, May 2nd, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by Netgear Business, the networking choice for AV professionals. For more information, go to netgear.com/AVNation.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 147. Matt Scott is joined by Arlen Schwanger and Matthew Kemp, talking about Google collaborating with iRobot's smart mapping technology. Matthew Kemp starts off talking about potential concerns surrounding privacy and personal data about your home.
Yeah, I think it depends on the person. I think they're really, it's kind of a polar opinion when it comes to personal data. There are a lot of people who do everything to any degree to protect their personal data. And then there are some folks who say, my data is out there. it doesn't matter how you protect it or what you try and do. I personally kind of fall in between. And I do think that there is some concern around the way that you can map out a home and give access to that. I think somewhere in the article they mentioned that they had exposed roughly 500 million Google users' data in this platform. I think that's really scary. Going back to the access control, knowing the layout of somebody's house in detail can be quite scary. I think there's a happy medium that can be accomplished here. And this article is actually really cool and exciting. Like you said before, this is just fun to read about and to kind of envision all the opportunities and things that can be done with this. But I think that there's a way that Google could potentially get creative with protecting the personal data of the home, using that data locally inside of the home, and using that for things like the things that come to mind for me being on the audio side within SnapAV is mapping out a room and understanding where furniture is, understanding where the walls are, applying customized EQ settings potentially to amplifiers. If you move your furniture around, it can automatically adjust those EQ settings if you leave something out, for example. You start to think about, like we had talked about earlier, where the wall sensor or the wall device has different sensors in it. If you have different types of sensors when you're mapping out the house, you can do things like detecting where the sun comes in at particular points in the house at particular times of the day and adjusting shades, for example. You can potentially do things like mapping out the network in a home using a device like this, or if it's detecting the network signal as it moves around the home and maps that out, you can create a network heat map within the home. So I think the opportunities are significant when it comes to these types of things and understanding the different locations within the home. But going back to your question, I definitely think that there's concern around just privacy and data in general. This is a hot topic, with us and how we manage the network and how we manage that data. And I think that'll continue to be a concern for the clientele that our industry tends to serve as well. A lot of times the people in our industry, our customers care a lot about their data and they don't want that stuff exposed. So I think there's a catch-22. I think we have to be able to utilize the technology to the best that we can and protect the data the best that we can as well.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.